Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shiurim and Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Et Shalom. We're now in Masachet Bava Batra, Daf Nunachet Amud Bet, nearing the end of the third momentous parak of Chazkat HaBatim. And this, which is the first and majority part of Mishnah Vav, HaMarzev Ein Lo Chazakah. Marzev, as explained in the notes there, is a small rain spout that comes at the end of the rain gutter, and it moves around, and it's very mobile. The Eishim Kamo Chazaka, but its location does have a Chazaka. Hamazchela Yesh Chazaka. The Mazchela, which is the rain spout, the gutter itself actually, does have a Chazaka. All right, we'll take a look at that in a minute. Sulam HaMitzri Eino Chazaka. A Sulam HaMitzri, as we will see, is a very small ladder, less than four rungs. Falasuri Yesh Chazaka, but a tall one that's in place does have a Chazaka, that if I've kept it there, you don't have a right to tell me to move it. I've had it there for however long. Chalon HaMitzrit Ein Lo Chazaka. An Egyptian window, we'll see what that is. It has no Chazaka, meaning if I have such a window in my property, then you can't make me, then you can make me move it. La Tzurit Yesh Lo Chazaka. But if I have a Chalon Tzuri, which is a bigger one, there is a Chazaka. Ezu Chalon HaMitzrit. For this one, we find out which is which. If you can't stick your head in there, then it's called a chalon hamitzri, because it's small. And there is no chazaka. You don't marry, he disagrees. And he says, in Yeshba Malbein, if it has a frame, then it has a chazaka. If it has a frame, even if it's so small, nonetheless it has a chazaka. Now, what does this mean that the rain spout doesn't have a chazaka, but its location does? Three interpretations. Amar Yehuda Mar Shmuel, Hachi Kamar. Hamar Zeh Eino Chazaka Meruach Achat, meaning that you can't insist that it remain exactly in its place. The neighbor can insist that it get moved in one direction. Meruach Achat, Yisun Kamo Chazaka Mishtei Ruchot. But that means that the neighbor cannot insist that it be moved totally to the other side. The Chanun Amar, Hamar Zeh Eino Chazaka means Shimaya Aroch Mekatro. If it's long, he can insist you shorten it. But it has a chazaka, meaning that you cannot totally tell them to move it. You can tell them to shorten it. Meaning that you, the neighbor, can build something underneath it. But, again, like the previous opinion, you cannot totally get rid of it. Now, let's test these opinions. Let's see what that means. Bishlam alamanda rahanach to the first two opinions. Shapir, I understand that. Alamanda rashim asal is not tachtav boneh, but we're saying it has no chazakah, meaning that the neighbor can build something underneath it. My nafka, I mean, what does the guy on top care if the guy underneath builds something? So he answers, hachamaz chelah shal v'nyan nafkina. We're talking about a spout. It's not like a wood spout, a wood gutter, but rather it's built into the building. The mado nechale to teach Rashi toy that the upper fellow has the rain gutter could say we think to the lower guy, I don't want you to hurt my wall because you're building it into the wall. And the answer is that he doesn't have such a chazaka, and the other guy can build it. If you have a pipe that's shooting water into another person's chaser, and you've got a chazaka on this so that whenever it rains the other guy still gets wet, and the guy on the roof whose water it is decides to seal it up because he wants to save the water. The neighbor who's been getting all this water for all these years can stop him. Because he can say to him, just like you have a kinyan on my chaser to shoot water into it, I've also got a kinyan on the water of your roof, so you don't have a right to seal it off. Okay, Itmar, beautiful story. Rabbi Yeshaya Amar Ma'akev. He says that in such a case, you can be Ma'akev, the fellow who wants to seal off his roof thing. Rav Chama Omer Eino Ma'akev. Rav Chama, who's Rav Yeshaya's father, said, no, you can't. Azo Shai Rabbi Bisa. So he went to his father, Rabbi Bisa, Amar Lehu Ma'akev. He said like his grandson, Ma'akev. Kare Le'am Rav Chama, so Rav Chama, who evidently is a brother of Rabbi Yoshaya, who is the person here, said about this, oh, beautiful pasuk, v'chutam shlash lot mehirani yatek, the threefold strand will never be broken, zel v'yishai, b'nosh v'chama, b'nosh v'yishai. This is the grandson and his father and the grandfather We're all studying the Torah together and learning from each other and disagreeing with each other and are nonetheless growing from each other's Torah and willing to learn from each other. This is a great thing and it will never be broken. Okay. So Lama Mitzri no Chazaka, Hechidam Yisla Mitzri, so I mentioned this Mishnah, Amarei Debei Rabbeinu, Kosha Eno Arba Chavakin, if it doesn't have four rungs, that's a small one. Chavana Mitzri Teino Chazaka, what's that? Mishnah Gabei Tzulam Dolo Mefarej, so now we're asking the language of the Mishnah. How come the Mishnah did not explain what a Sulam is? We needed the Gemara to explain what a Sulam a Mitzri is. Mishnah Gabei Chalon Mefarej, and why did it explain what a Chalon was? If a Chalon Mitzri is so small you can't put your head in, it's a tiny little aperture. Because in the case of the Chalon, we needed to mention Rabbi Yehuda's opinion, which depends upon the size issue. So therefore, we needed to mention the size. I'm Rabbi Zeira. Lamasa midalat amot. Now, the general thing about this window: if the window is less than 4 amot high off the ground, yesho chazakah v'yacholim chot. The neighbor can protest the existence of that window because the fellow can look through that window at the other guy's things. But as a result, if it's been there for a while, he has a chazakah. If it's higher than that, eno chazaka, then he has no chazaka. The neighbor can't protest at all, which means I also have no chazaka. Now, Rabbi Elam, afilu malam yarbamot eno chazaka. He says even above arbamot, there is no chazaka v'yacholim chot. The fellow can protest. So lema b'chofil midat stom kami palgi. Perhaps they disagree about chofil midat stom, whether or not we can force somebody to do a good thing which costs him nothing, which benefits somebody else. The marstavar chofin. So Rizera says kofin, and therefore, if your window up on top doesn't bother me at all, I've got to let you have it, and therefore you have no chazaka because I can't protest. And Marcel ain't kofin, and Rabbi Ila says, no, ain't kofin, therefore I can stop you from putting your window up there, and therefore you can get a chazaka on it. No, the Chuli Alma, kofin, everybody agrees kofin on midat stom. We dealt with this in the first parak. Shaniacha da Marle, the difference is because there's two ways looking at this window. You might put a bench under this window. The kind of kachazit, you'll stand up on the bench and you look into my house, right? You put a bench on the inside, look through your window and look at my house, right? That's why Rabbi Ila says you can be mocha even if it is way up on top, and therefore there's a chazaka. There was a guy who came to Rabbi Ami. He can't send it to Rabbi Ammel for an answer about this. You could do like Rabbi Ila, in other words, that even above, you can protest the existence of it. So Amar Shmuel, by the way, even though we said that a small window doesn't have a chazaka, if you put the window in, not for an opening for air, but for light, because it's a dark area, then even the smallest window does have a chazaka, and the other guy can't make you move it. Okay, the next part of Mishnah Vav, the end of Mishnah Vav, has ziz. If you have a beam sticking out, ad tefach yesh chazaka. If it juts out a tefach, the other fellow could protest, v'yachol inchot, therefore you have a chazaka. Pachol mitefach, im lachazak v'ein yachol inchot. If it's less than that, then you can't protest, and therefore there's no chazaka. Now, I'm Rabbi Asim Rabbi Mani, v'am ilav Rabbi Yaakov Rabbi Yaakov. Some way, one way or the other, Rabbi Mani said this, hachazik v'tefach, hachazik v'dalad. If you are machzik with one tefach, you get four tefachim. What does that mean? Kamar, what does that mean? Hachazik rochav tefach meshach arba. Let's say you have a beam that's four tefachim long, and you are machzik, you have the right to one tefach of width. Hachazik rochav arba. Then you get a width of four tefachim of rights. The length then turns into the width as far as your rights go. Okay, pachot mitefach emo chazak v'nechol imchot. Amra v'huna, lo shanu ala bala gaz v'ala chaser. What we're imagining here is a roof, and there's a beam sticking out, and there's a chaser below, and there's two different owners. So we're saying it's only the Baal HaGag who can't protest against the Baal HaChaser if he's got a small ziz. Baal HaChaser, Baal HaGag, but the guy in the courtyard could certainly protest even a small beam sticking out from the roof, cholim chot. We'll see why. Rav Yehuda Amar, see the Baal HaChaser, Baal HaGag, and your cholim chot. He said, no, it goes in both directions. If it's less than a tefach, nobody can protest. So Lehme Hezek Re'ah is from Palgi. Maybe Rav Huna, Rav Yehuda disagree about Hezek Re'ah. The Marsar Shmei Hezek. In other words, Rav Huna says it's a Hezek, and therefore you, the Baal HaGag, could lean over on your little beam and see down, and therefore if I can protest against you, Rav Huna says, no, that's not an Hezek. No, the Kuli Alma Shmei Hezek. Everybody agrees that Hezek Riyai Shmei Hezek. And again, like this is also something we dealt with in the first parak. Shaniacha Damar Zashmishta Alochazi, Lamai Chazi. Because the Baal HaChaser says to the Baal HaGag, you can't put anything up there. What is it for? Limitably meaning hang something up there. Some hadana pi vitalina bay. So I'll turn my face and you hang something up there. Right? So in other words, there won't be any hezek. The Irach, so what's Rav Yehuda's answer? Rav Yehuda's answer is Zimin Debaitat is that maybe you'll be up there on the roof and you'll get scared and you'll turn around and look and you'll see into my property. And therefore, even a small thing I'm going to protest against, and I have the right to protest. Okay, we'll pause at this point, and we're going to take a look now at Mishnah Zion, and also at the end of the parak, Mishnah Chet, that will take us all the way to the end of the parak on Daf Samach Amud Bet. In the meantime, everybody should have a wonderful day.